Wind whips across the Lus Hills of western Iowa as 17-year-old Alex Gokenhauer completes one in a series of 400-meter intervals run at a swift pace. The junior at Logan Magnolia High School circles a track on which you would not expect a champion to train.
Well, I would say it's dirt with ground-up limestone on it, which doesn't look like there's much limestone on it anymore. It's just kind of dirt.
That's Alex's father and coach, Jeff. He says the track is harder than cement, which poses challenges for Iowa's record-breaking hurdler. When Alex wants to practice technique and work on speed, she loads hurdles into the back of her dad's pickup and takes a drive.
Once when I was younger, I tried to hurdle on the track. I hit a hurdle and went down, and I had a huge, bloody, nasty mess of a knee. So if I really want a hurdle, I go drive over to Dana College over in Blair, Nebraska, and that's where I'll hurdle for, like, during high school at least.
Since she was nine, Alex's parents have also shuttled her to a track club in Omaha, giving her the chance to compete against other talented runners. And she's held her own. She ran a top 10 national time in the grueling 400-meter hurdles at the Drake Relays. She holds the state's all-time best in the 100-meter hurdles. She's being recruited by accomplished collegiate track programs like Alabama and LSU. Despite the condition of her homeschool track, Alex says she can't imagine not running.
I feel powerful, I guess, in a way, and I feel free, and I feel like once I get to my top speed, like, nobody can touch me, and I'm invincible, and it's kind of just like that feeling I get inside, and like that runner's high when you're done.
Meanwhile, in a world apart from Alex Gokenhauer's, two other runners are moving stride for stride toward the top of the national rankings. On the tree-shrouded campus of Dallin Catholic High School in suburban West Des Moines, Katie Flood and Ashley Decker warm up on a track built for speed. Water drains from it easily, and the surface provides a slight cushion for their pounding steps. The two friends have run in each other's shadows for the past 4 years. Katie won the prestigious Nike National Cross Country Championships in December. Ashley finished 8 seconds behind her in fourth. Katie has the nation's second fastest time this year in the 1,500 meters and says she's benefited from an easygoing rivalry with Ashley.
I think it's a really big advantage for us because we get to, compete like daily. We get to have someone to run with daily, and it's nice to be out at a big race and know that you have one of your teammates right next to you. That's a good feeling.
Katie and Ashley's individual talents have led to scholarships at two elite colleges for women's distance running. Katie at the University of Washington in Seattle and Ashley at the University of Minnesota. But Ashley says the crowning moment in her high school career came as a member with Katie on a Drake Relays winning relay team.
Definitely Drake this year. The 4x8 was an awesome experience and something we'll probably never forget.
Alex Gokenhauer, Katie Flood, and Ashley Decker are not the only Iowa girls capturing the attention of track and field fans nationwide. Hannah Wilms at Dyke New Harvard has jumped 6'1 in the high jump, the best in the nation. Shelby Houlihan from East High in Sioux City has run the second fastest U.S. time in the 800. They'll all put their skills on display during the state high school track and field championships Thursday through Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.